Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Mid Prairie Superintendent Brian Stone about a survey released by the school district regarding the 2022 bond vote. All right, so can we just begin then with the Hawk highlight?
Sure. You know, we were excited to have, as we open every meeting with a Hawk highlight and finish every meeting with a board highlight, our Hawk highlight this month was just kind of an update from OPM, the new firm that we were using, moving forward towards the bond. And I was pleased to inform the board as well as through our steering committee, which consists of three members of OPM and four members from the district. We were able to establish and build a survey that we wanted to get out to community members to ultimately gain some understanding as to, you know, why maybe things didn't go well and the bond was not supported recently, so that we could learn ways that we could improve that process moving forward. And ultimately, most importantly, it's a pretty blank question at the end, you know, to ask what other items or what items they may see as things that are necessary for the facilities committee to take into consideration as we move forward. So we're being very, very intentional about making sure that we are trying to hear what people have to say. And I think there's some challenge with that to some degree because, you know, obviously you can't make everyone happy all the time. But we do also want to try and take people's input as we move forward through this process. Actually, I had the OPM communication marketing specialist, we zoomed them into the board session and people were able to ask questions if we had questions, but really just more importantly to inform the community and inform the board of the direction that we're moving forward. And that survey is out in a variety of ways. Obviously, we sent it out through Campus Messenger so they can fill that out digitally. However, we have it in multiple locations throughout the community that they can pick up hard copies, and if they want to drop the hard copy back off where they picked it up, they can do that, or they can actually send it to school with a student, whether it be a son, daughter or grandson, you know. So we're just really trying to get that information out there as much as possible. We're in the process here, I'm hoping today, that actually mailers will be going out to all of our constituents as well. Just so that, you know, we're trying to blanket and get as much information and data as possible so that we can get this process moving forward.
So who are you looking for in terms of response? Is this just parents of students or is this the community at large?
This is a community at large. It's not just parents. Obviously, we respect and want that input too, but this is something that, you know, as we move forward through this is something that impacts the community. And I think it's essential that we get that input from the community. So we're being very intentional about that. And that's why, you know, as I mentioned, the variety of ways that we're trying to get this out to our community members, that's very intentional and clearly for that very, very reason.
And for those who haven't done the survey yet, if there's, because it does ask some questions about voting information, as you said, are these responses anonymous?
Yes, all the responses are anonymous. The other thing I guess I did forget to mention was thank you to the newspaper. There'll be a hard copy available there as well. On top of, there will be a QR code that people can use from the paper as well. So really ultimately trying to get as much input into the situation as we move forward so that the best decisions can be made, hopefully in the best interest of our community students and staff. So that's the intention.
And you're looking for those responses by March 10th?
That is correct, March 10th. We will be gathering that information. OPN will be going through that. We won't see it until that's all prepped by them. Then we will be getting our first Facilities Advisory Committee meeting established. I believe it's the 22nd of March, but I don't have that quite out to everybody yet.
Right. Well, it's good to see that this stuff is getting put into motion and doesn't seem like there's really any time to waste. And you guys are certainly cruising with this whole process from what it sounds like.
Well, we're attempting to do that, you know, and I think for me, the point of emphasis is, and I go back to this, and I think I hope this has come through this conversation here, that ultimately we do want to hear what people have to say. I do want to know what people think. And we want to be able to take that information in and then ultimately through the advisory committee, you know, make the best decisions possible for that then at some point would be presented to the board as to how we're moving forward. But those are things out a little ways. But you're right in the fact that this is moving fairly quickly yet at the end of the day, we just got to get things going. And I think we've taken some really good steps to move the process forward.
That was Brian Stone joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about a survey released by the Mid Prairie School District. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.